This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, our brothers and sisters, one possible answer is that there was a mistake that was made, and there were two motivations behind it. Two motivations, both of them were bad, but were they as bad as each other? Well, number one motivation, to go and buy something from the caravan, much needed food and resources. Number two motivation was just to go and see what's going on for the sake of it. Which one is worse? Well, the second one, right? To go there just for the sake of it. I mean, that's worse than going there to buy something, right? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning that وَإِذَا رَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا إِنْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. In the beginning Allah says, some of you went for the purpose of business, some of you just went for the sake of it, and then you scattered from him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards it. Now the way Allah says towards it, إِلَيْهَا, he says in the feminine. The pronoun ha is going back to something feminine. Which is the feminine thing out of the two? تِجَارَ أَوْ لَهُ تِجَارَ, with the ta marbuta, is the feminine one. Meaning, I know that most of you went for the better of the two reasons. You went for business. However, the reality is that whether you went for idleness or business, what I have with me is far better than that. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I know that most of you went for the better of the two reasons, but the reality is the other reason is bad, and the second of the better is also bad, because what is with me is far better. Yeah. So the reasons, the motivations for why they went, both of them are, if you like, equal in the eyes of Allah in this circumstance, because shouldn't be done. And that teaches us, subhanAllah, the significance of Jum'ah. And it also teaches us the significance of going to the khutbah, to listen to the khutbah. And that's what many scholars said, it is a wajib upon a person not just to attend the salah of Jum'ah, but to attend the khutbah. Even if a person doesn't understand it, even if a person, you know, doesn't get anything from it, it is something Allah wants from you. Yeah, and it should be something that you, there's nothing else out there that could preoccupy you from doing that thing. That is the message we are being told. Wallahu khayru raziqin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends it in a very beautiful way, because He says that I am the best of raziqin, those that give rizq. We know that Allah is the only one ultimately that gives rizq, but obviously the ways that we receive rizq is many, right? But Allah is telling us that I'm the ultimate one who gives rizq. And also, I know that many of you at that time avoid coming to Jum'ah for one main reason, and that is rizq. You think that you're not going to get money, or you're going to lose out financially by committing this time for me. But you know what? I am the one giving it to you, whether there or here. And I will take care of people. In particular, I will take care of those that take care of my legislation. So adhere to it. And this brings us to the end of this surah. Now, one concluding remark I would make is that after studying this surah, knowing that it is all about Al-Jum'ah, and in particular the congregation of Jum'ah, we should learn one main thing, which is that the Jum'ah is something amazing, which is given to us in order to help change the communities which we live in. It's supposed to be a mechanism of change. Just imagine, my brothers and sisters, that Allah has instituted this Jum'ah. And what this Jum'ah does essentially is that it takes a young child who reaches the age of puberty up until the grave to study and learn about Islam every single week of his life. And when he comes to study Islam on that day, he's told, when this man is talking, you can't say nothing. The Prophet ﷺ would say that if a person speaks while the Imam is doing the khutbah, There's no Jum'ah for him, meaning no reward of Jum'ah. Even if someone told him to be quiet, that person who said be quiet would also have no reward for Jum'ah. So Allah said, come every Friday to listen to this man known as the Imam teach you about Islam. Every Friday of your life until you die. And when you come, you can't say nothing. And when you come, you want to be in the best state possible, having a bath on that day, dressing nicely, perfuming yourself. So it's creating the right environment for a person to learn, the right frame of mind to learn. And that is a consistent, you know, learning that they will be given, and also have a consistent impact on their iman, because the iman is becoming, you know, wearing away as the days go by, but it's being rejuvenated every week on the day of Jum'ah. So all of this, subhanAllah, shows us that Jum'ah is a real tool and mechanism, a gift from Allah, you know, to help change our communities for the better. And it means that we need to rethink, you know, and reevaluate, you know, the khutbas that we are giving on the minbar, and also the, you know, value of this congregation that takes place on a Friday. So with that, we come to the end of Surah Al-Jum'ah and the tafsir of Surah Al-Jum'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the right understanding of this surah and to help us live by its teachings and also to convey it to others. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.